Bobby.
It's not easy fitting into a world that you just weren't made a part of. It sounds cliche, and it sounds like typical teenage angst, but it's true. The world is drawn into categories, cliques, labels, and people comply with them. People abide by these categorizations and follow them as rigidly as they can. They've been conditioned to believe that if they break the status quo, that something catastrophically wrong is going to happen. So, when she looked into his face, his dreamy face, she knew that it was just that, a dream. As a size 16 nobody, Reagan knew that she would never get to meet anyone like him. "Okay," she mumbled, looking up at the large billboard. "That's just unfair." She stood in front of it, analyzing the four smiling faces back at her. There was, of course, a display of cheesy grins, but the one with the shirt unbuttoned, just a button too low, and the long hair, had a cocky smirk. He'd recently trimmed his curls, and it looked as if he was forced to wear long sleeves to cover up the mass array of tattoos.